Greetings and welcome back to... Ooh, Have I Burst a Nerve? The radio spin-off of Ooh, Have I Touched a Nerve? Nerve TV's most popular comedy panel show. Last week saw us all getting teary-eyed about the past, but this week we're seizing today and concentrating on the present. And joining Simon Jay at this very moment is a comedy actor who provides all of the squeaky voices for the multifarious spectacle of surrogate ideas. Please welcome Ben Nardone!
Lies! It's all lies! Don't listen to her!
And with Aaron Ferguson, it's his very own comedy partner from back home. Please welcome Dickie Murray!
Hey, everyone.
Welcome, guys. Welcome to the show. Now, before we get started, I'd like each panel to come up with a team name and write it down on the paper provided. Simon, shall we start with you?
Yes, well, Ben, what did we decide before in the little interim when we were when we were time-travelling for a week?
I don't know, Simon. What was that?
I don't know. I'm thinking because we seem quite... We are often mistaken for brothers, occasionally twins or lovers. Yeah. We were coming up with the Cramp Twins, weren't we?
Yes. Yeah,
the Cramp Twins.
The Cramp Twins.
Yeah, after the popular cartoon.
Cramp Twins. Okay, thank you. Aaron, have you guys decided on a team name?
Indeed, we have. We've settled on Not the Adventures of Mole Man.
Not the...
Adventures of Mole Man.
That sounds very adventurous.
N-T-A-O-M for short.
What for short?
N-T-A-O-M.
It's like Maoam, but different.
Not the Adventures of Mole Man.
Because it's not.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, guys. Now, as much as we can enjoy the present, the future must inevitably arrive, and some of our futures are looking worse than others. Obviously, I'm talking about the team captains, who will have to carry out a forfeit at the end of the show in the inevitable event that one of them loses. Simon, would you like to remind us all what Aaron's forfeit will be?
Of course, because there is at least a 50% chance that I will win. And that is that Aaron has to read out some gratuitously, filthily written stuff.
Yes.
Provided from the multi-award-winning Genetic Affairs by Patrick Morley. I hope you all go home today and write in Genetic Affairs into YouTube and you'll all be treated to something.
Please don't.
Yes, OK. And Aaron?
I have here, once again getting out, but no one can see it, a contract obliging Simon to vote Conservative in the next election.
Okay, fantastic. So remember, all the points earned from last week have been saved up for this episode. Currently, Not the Adventures of Mole Man have 1,800 points, and Cramp Twins have 1,600 points. So, without further ado, let's start the show. And now we get started with round one, otherwise known as Hot Biatch, in which I will name a celebrity and you will need to tell me what they've been in the news recently for. Okay, so just make some noise or talk when you think you know the answer. The first celebrity is Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, he did something naughty, didn't he? I don't know what it was.
Make a noise. with this.
So we have to do it with something. Sorry. No.
Oh, wait, I know.
Yeah, I've had some wine.
We've made noise.
That should get points. Noise. She says points for funny answers.
Sorry, yeah, it's true. You get points for that. That's so funny. Carry on. Yeah, what do you think it was?
I don't know. Actually, I just don't know.
Oh, that's good.
So, okay, guys, do you have any...
Yes! I believe he was in the news because on one of his shows, he swore a lot. Like, a lot. Like, 126 times in one episode. But that was about a year ago, so I don't know if it's recent or not. But.
Yeah, it's not recent. No, it's not recent.
Is it because he outsourced all of his thingies, all of his foodstuffs in from warehouses?
Did he eat a puffin?
Got it. No.
Oh, damn it.
If you give up, I can tell
you. No, I haven't given up.
No,
no, we're staying until it's done.
Come on.
Did he cook one of his people?
Who are his people?
His disciples.
Little Oompa Loompas.
There's people you don't see, Aaron.
Imagine if Gordon Ramsay was like Willy Wonka, but with meat, sort of meat puffs.
Oh my god, that's disgusting.
And weird vegetable patch. Oh no, there is vegetable
patch. That's patches. So disgusting.
Let's all have a Ramsay kebab.
Yeah. Is that the sex?
Please ignore that, everyone.
Yeah, we have.
That on, will be edited out.
I just look forward to going to the meat factory.
Well, no. La, 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 la. Gordon Ramsay showed a nude woman with a pig's face and likened it to a TV personality. The TV personality, Grimshaw.
Nick Grimshaw?
It just says Grimshaw.
Oh.
Scott? Anyway, the next person is...
Scott could throw his voice, if you know that.
The next person who's caused a stir in Bournemouth, Reverend and the Makers. And why have they caused a stir in Bournemouth?
Was it... No, go on, it's fine. I'm going to lose anything.
They performed at the Summer Ball, didn't they? I assume they were bad or not good enough to waste £35 to go and see something.
Yeah, you're very, very almost there. That's pretty close.
A point then, maybe?
Oh, no, you'll get 50, don't worry.
Okay.
Okay, just hand them out.
Well, more precisely.
He opened his mouth, 4,000 points.
Can you tighten it up a bit?
Don't be disgusting.
Comes naturally.
Who was it? Reverend and the what?
And the Makers.
I've never heard of them.
Near Revinton today.
But all I know about the Students' Union is that they are hypocrites, I'm afraid, because
200 points.
Thank you. I, as a long-standing member of this university, 9 months in total, and all the wonderful giving I've provided... The society that I set up, the Multivariate Spectral Surrogate Ideas, or Alternative Review Society, enjoyed its very first end-of-year review in this very lecture theatre.
Who directed it, Simon?
I think it was Aaron Barney, Robin Jacob Ferguson, but you'd have to quote me on that.
That'd be me.
And, yes, and it enjoyed moderate success. But the... I'm wrapping up, don't worry. The head of communications, Mr. John Bomer, also expressed his congratulations. What he neglected to tell me, and in fact didn't tell me, is that one of the posters received 3 complaints. And the only reason for this was being is one use of the word rape. Now, I justify my actions because the word rape can refer to violation of any kind. And that was the context that it was used in. And also that there is a rape sketch in the spectacle. This passed with no judgment, and I was hauled into the office and giving a sort of childlike telling off. So I'll leave you all to make your own minds up and whether the sort of tabloid nature of the Students' Union and the way they deal with some of their members. Thank you, good night.
So we're Reverend and the Maker's shit or something?
Yes!
Nailed it.
Okay, well done, guys. Thank you, Simon, as well. That. Okay, the next person is Gordon Brown.
He's done nothing wrong.
No, not people who've done wrong. It's not people who've done wrong. People who were in
the news
immediately,
the worst thing. Like, there's 2 little bits of trivia, and then I'm done. Don't worry. Is that he got face pulled. By someone. Someone grabbed his flabby folds and pulled them down when he was, thing. And then there was another one where he took time out to text to see if Susan Boyle was all right at the end of Britain's Got Talent.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Is that true? Yeah.
I take that's not the answer then, if you're a star.
No, it's not the answer at all. But
anyone who doesn't watch or read the news at all.
I don't watch Britain's Got Talent, but I only know way by the Prime Minister.
I was expecting to hear a question about, like, Jordan's split up or something. That's about all
that
I know.
That was my next one, actually.
Point for me.
Can we have points?
Psychic. I got it right.
Psychic,
yeah.
Extra 100 points for being psychic.
You have
I don't
got
watch
that.
The news because it tends to be on at the same time as CITV. It's just like conflicting interests.
Oh, plus, it's horrendously depressing.
Point for
what,
us.
CITV? More than that. You're a psychic, aren't you?
Yes, indeed.
What predictions can you make for the next year?
Well, I have this funny feeling that there will be a month called September at some point.
Well, that's good.
In which we will all come back to university and have a second year.
Really? Mm. This was like a lead up to a link, but there's none coming. It's actually just what it is.
Well, you'll have to make one because I really can't.
Is there any way you could predict when Easter's coming? Because I genuinely never know. It just creeps up out of nowhere.
So, well, they change it every time, and it's really unfair on psychics because it really screws with your head, and it just isn't fair. And we're trying to get it changed, but no.
Is there a psychics conference, and does Sally Morgan pop along and Mystic Meg?
Mystic Meg.
I'm not sure. Let's ask Nuria. She said if I mentioned her name, she'd take me to Harvester.
Oh, that's
what?
Yeah. You're going to Harvester anyway.
Nuria's taking you to the Harvester because you mentioned her
because
name.
Because I mentioned her name, yeah.
Nuria. Thank you. Five dinners coming up. Right. So at the end of that round, the Cramp Twins have got 2,400 points. And Not the Adventures of Mole Man have 2,700 points.
Celebrate quietly.
We move swiftly on to round two, otherwise known as the Storyteller, in which we will put our team's storytelling skills to the test. I'm going to give each panellist a series of random words and ask them to create a story using those words. We'll pick them out beforehand, and the buzzer will signal you to move on to the next word. The points go to the best and funniest stories, and again, just because we're on the radio, we're going to ask them to do it without repetition, deviation, hesitation, etc. Okay, Ben, here are your words. If you'd like to read them out.
Lovely.
And begin when you're ready, and just listen up for the buzzer to change.
Okay,
onto the next
does it
word.
Matter what order they're in?
Say the order to the audience and then begin.
Okay. Oh no. Right, okay, my words are fish. Doorknob, mirror, and married. Okay, so I have this friend who's a fish called Bob the Fish. Bob the Fish and I like to go swimming together in the rivers of Britain and just see where we end up, because you know how they're all connected to the ocean thing. And there's this doorknob somewhere in the ocean, which is quite hard to find. The ocean's big, you know, things rot, there's sharks and stuff. So we have to find this doorknob because I firmly believe it possesses magical properties. Bob really disagrees with that. He says that there's actually a mirror into an enchanted world, which is actually the magical object of the ocean. And then we went and found the mirror as well, and actually it wasn't magic at all, so the whole journey was a waste of time. And we got married, really. because we do love each other, and, you know, the law's changed. Fish-human relationships, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. That's quite sweet. I think I ate Bob for lunch, sorry. I do apologise. Simon,
do I
give
to
you a
do
word?
As well?
Do you want to pass those over?
Oh, there you are.
What words have you got, Simon?
My words are cocaine, punch, invasion, and dump. There we are.
Okay, when you're ready.
Okay. I was having lunch at the Garrick Club last week, and who should walk in but the leader of the opposition, David Cameron. He walked up to me and whispered into my ear, "I know who you are." He doesn't talk like that, but I can't do the voice. And then he said, "Why don't you come into the bathroom with me?" Oh, I didn't even mention cocaine, but he takes cocaine. He's taken cocaine. David Cameron has taken cocaine. Okay. And then we went into the bathroom together, and I thought, hello, ooh, a bit dodgy here, you know. But it's very nice and, you know, clean. So, and then he had some punch snuck in, a little flask. And then there was an invasion of these odd, spotty green creatures that came through the window, and they gobbled up David Cameron, and all they left was a pair of very horrible brown brogues. And then I had a dump.
Fantastic. That was quite interesting. I've got a very vivid imagination. I'll have nightmares tonight.
Was it a good dump, Simon?
There you are. I'd like to read out your words and begin when you're ready.
Is that even a word? I've got playground, signs, hitchhike, and Swansea. Okay. When I was six, I was at school, and it was playtime, so we all went into the playground, and we were playing kickabouts with some squirrels, and the squirrel said, "Hey, come on now, that's just not funny anymore. I mean, it was cool for the first 5 minutes, but, you know, now I'm showing signs of anal leakage because you've kicked me so damn hard all the time." So I said, "Well, that's fair enough. Why don't we hit the road, ditch school and all that?" And so we did, and we were walking down the road, and I guess we were hitchhiking, and a car was going along, and we said, "Hey, do you want it?" "Nope, okay." And he passed us, and then a truck passed us, and then a van passed us, and then finally we hitchhiked the car, and he took us to Swansea, and we were in the car, and the squirrel said, "Hey, do you want to hear the most annoying noise in the world?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." And he said... And then we were at Swansea, and it was good. And that's how the story ends.
Thank you very much, Dickie. Thank you.
Who gave you that? I want one.
There you are, Aaron.
Oh, I've got drop one. It says nostrils. There you are.
Okay, so I have nostrils.
Well, I hope so.
Thank you. Gazebo, tubes, and placebo. Oh, wow, two of them rhyme.
Have some fun here, okay.
So I was bored in the middle of a chemistry lesson and just sort of started digging away up my nostrils, just kind of having a scratch inside, seeing what I could find in there. I found a couple of boogers, as you would. I also found a small midget dressed as a squirrel and kind of complained about being kicked around in the playground the previous day. I said, "What's going on?" And I said, "Fine, let's leave and let's go in that gazebo. They've got going on outside. They're giving out punch. Don't know why they're giving out punch when you're 6 years old at school, but they were. More alcohol than usual just to kind of counterbalance it. And so there we were. I was with this midget dressed as a squirrel in the gazebo, and he decided he didn't want to drink from the cup anymore, so he brought out a special tube or a straw, as it were. I just breathed and my words flew about. And he started drinking the punch through his placebo. Now, I don't know what the word placebo means, apart from the fact they're a band. So suddenly the band Placebo turned up at the gazebo and they started performing for us. And they weren't really that good, because they're not good. And we just drank the punch and left and got married.
Aww. We've had two weddings in the end of that. How lovely.
You can't steal my ending, Aaron.
Well, I was going to go on to say we had a joint wedding, but the buzzer went. It's going to be lovely.
The buzzer had gone before you said that.
Joint wedding. Mm.
Can I be the bridesmaid?
If you really want to.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
One day.
Unfortunate response there.
And at the end of that round, Cramp Twins have 3,200 points, and Not the Adventures of Mole Man have 3,500 points.
I'd just like to say it's very interesting how they always have more points than us.
300 more.
300, exactly.
To be precise.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Great.
Coincidence.
Which brings us to round three, affectionately known as Karaoke Cock-Ups, where I will ask each panellist to sing me a little song. Sounds pretty straightforward, except that in true radio fashion, we're going to ask them to sing the lyrics to the tune of another song. That's right, it's not entirely original game. Our panellists will have to sing the lyrics to one song whilst holding the tune of another and combining them successfully. Should be interesting. Okay, have you got your lyrics, guys?
Yes. Yes. I can't even hold one tune, let alone two.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to clarify, I only know one song in the world. So you might get your points.
Just to see how you do.
Were you ever in any musicals, Ben, in your acting tenure? What have you been in?
Well, in Year 9, I played Bugsy Malone.
That's good, yes.
The year before that, I was in Grease. Were you? Was that in, which part of Greece?
Oh, that was...
Never doing Butlins.
Well, just one of the background people.
One of the background boys, okay.
We were Macbeth and Banquo once. Yes. Not musical, but intellectual.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
We're really dining out on that to the end of time. Do you? Do you love Macbeth?
I do.
Yeah, it's a laugh.
I was Macbeth. Who are you when you did Macbeth, Simon?
King Duncan.
The one who gets killed at the beginning.
In the first scene. I have one glorious scene. And I milk it for everything it's worth. When I was on the stage with the crown and the thing, they're trying to push me off for the extra. And I was like, no, I think I'll stay. I'm the king after all, you know.
Just change the script there and then. Good. Okay, Benji, I believe it's your turn first.
Okay.
So have some fun with it and see what you can do.
Okay. Right then.
What tune is he singing to?
Oh, sorry. A Whole New World. To the tune of Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, no. Fuck's
sake. This is so difficult.
How does the tune go? Shall I wait for the actual singing bit or just sing now? Yeah! Everybody! This is... Oh, okay. Whoa.
Just begin when you want.
Ready.
Oh, really? Okay, point.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now, when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take your... This is just ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
okay. That's really beautiful.
I've lost where I am now. Hold on. Right, here we go. Okay. On a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming. It's a whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
In a whole new world with you.
Right, well, before we carry on, we're actually going to lose, but look at that song.
I think that was really good.
I thought it was good.
I think that actually, you made it go really well together.
That was good. And now here, I really enjoyed the Antu singing.
I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
Shit.
Okay, Dickie, you're doing Candy Shop to the tune of My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, yes. You know it.
Okay, when you're ready.
Just wait for the music. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here we go. Give it to ya. I'll take you to the candy shop. I'll let you lick my lollipop. Go ahead, girl. Don't you stop. Keep on going till you hit the spot. I'll take you to the candy shop. Touch one taste of what I got. I'll have you spending all I got. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa, yeah. You can have it your way. How do you want it? Yeah. You going back that thing, or should I push up on it? Temperature rising. Okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam packed. Hot as a tea kettle. I'll break it down for you now, baby.
It's simple. If you be a nympho, I'll be a nympho too. In the hotel or the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park. Thank you.
Beautiful. Are those lyrics for real? Are they real?
Yes, really? They disgust me and they're an offence to my religion.
You made it sound really beautiful.
Thank you.
Dickie, if I get married, can you sing at my wedding, please?
Okay, well done, guys. That was very enjoyable. The scores at the end of that round are... Cramped wins with 3,800 points.
4,100.
And Not the Adventures of Mole Man have 4,000 points.
Oh, it's not rigged because I changed it up close.
Really, after that?
Yeah, right. And we end with the quick fire round. Well, I will ask our teams a series of questions against the clock. This is your last chance to make up for all the... I said cock, but I said it really quickly. Did it sound like cock? Yeah. Cock. I always say it like that.
We know.
And we end with the quick fire round. Well, I will ask our teams a series of questions against the clock. This is your last chance to make up for all the points you're lacking in. All questions are related to the present. Sound your buzzers when you know the answer. But failure to give the right answer when you've sounded your buzzer will result in the question being passed over to the other team. But please remember, make a sound and I'll point at whoever answers. Otherwise, it'll just be too
rigged.
You have 2 minutes. Your time starts now. Which famous TV chef has pissed off the Australian Prime Minister and how? Cramp.
Maggie Smith.
No.
Gordon Brown, for the reason we just said.
Well done.
Wait, Gordon Ramsay even.
Oh, yes, Gordon Ramsay. Yes.
Gordon Ramsay.
Sorry. Which recently famous pop star has just been released from hospital after suffering from exhaustion? Cramp.
Susan Boyle.
Well done.
Is she a pop star?
Not technically. When
Woolworths was shut down, one of their stores was reopened, but as what? Cramp.
Wellworths.
Well done. What is a young camel called? Mole.
I was hoping you had one.
A shimbox.
Shimbox?
A dromedary? Dromedary?
No.
Dromedary? No.
It's a calf. What countries border Spain? Mole.
Shimbox.
Is it Portugal?
That's one of them.
And France.
Well done.
Shit, we're not meant to win.
Why is Piers Morgan a host on America's Got Talent?
Because he's a complete utter twat and no one else can have him, so he has to end up on some shit ITV2 show. Because he's a complete waste of space. The fraudulent little shit! Can I say shit?
Have you been reading the script? That's the exact right answer.
Thank you.
Well done. A nude painting of two celebrities has just been sold, but who were they?
Sort of thing you know.
Wikipedia.
Any ideas?
Take a shot in the dark. David and Victoria Beckham.
No.
Almost.
Katie and Peter.
No. Okay, Madonna and Guy Ritchie. Which Hollywood blockbuster was leaked online earlier this year? Mole.
X-Men.
And the scores at the end of that round are...
If we don't win, it's rigged.
The Cramp Twins have got... 4,400.
Oh, shit.
And Not the Adventures of Mole Man have got... 4,400. And one.
What was the one extra point for?
Me being so handsome.
That's very true.
Yes, thank you.
And because Cramp Twins have lost, they now have to do their forfeit, which is...
It's me, the signing the Conservative Party contractual agreement. Here you go.
Here you go, Simon. I'm walking over with the contract now.
Thank you, Aaron, for the contract. Lovely hand.
Shall I do that properly now?
Okay, I'll just bring the contract over. That sounded fake as well.
It's not Hollyoaks.
Someone failed drama.
Did you fail drama?
No, I got a B.
I got a C in drama. Do you know why? Because it was a long Shakespearean theme. I wouldn't do the scene as it was written. And it was purely on parts of taste. I said he wouldn't do that. Third Friar would not say that line like that. So I okay. Oh, I'm about to sign this contract. Ben, can I have your autograph?
Of course, Simon.
Okay, here we are.
Anything for you. Right.
Just there. There we are. Oh, look, Ben, you've signed the contract.
Oh, dear, Simon. How on earth did I get roped into that?
Gosh knows. That's all I'll say. Gosh knows.
This sadly brings us to the end of the show and to the end of this two-parter. All I have to do now is say thank you to our wonderful panellists for coming down and taking part, our fantastic studio audience, and to you at home for listening. And we'd also like to say a big thank you to Burst Radio for letting us gatecrash their airwaves. We'll be back in October for some brand new episodes of Ooh, Have I Touched a Nerve? So until then, good night, darlings!